For that reason, the sponsor have opened a global randomized trial of the standard ABVD regimen compared to the AVD with brentuximab vedotin regimen. We're participating on that trial. We've actually enrolled 7 patients already on that trial. There's great interest of the patients to enroll on this trial, and I think it'll be very interesting to see the results. This is a study for all patients with advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma, and it will take a couple of years to accrue given the ambitious goal that they have for the number of patients on the study.
And related to that, I know there's been some debate about the actual design and eligibility of the study, whether or not maybe they should have focused more on higher risk patients.
Yeah, I think there are a few reasons to think about that. Some of them are economic, and some of them are, you know, potential risks for patients. The bottom line is that we cure most patients with Hodgkin lymphoma. Even in advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma, the ABVD cure rate is probably at least 70% if you take every patient walking in the door. There are selected groups of patients that we do less well with, clearly the elderly, and patients with high clinical risk, and now there may be some biomarkers that we can use to define those patients. The way this study was put together, it really enrolls all patients, and although there'll probably be some opportunity to look back, it's going to be really hard to justify not changing the standard if this study turns out to be a positive study. Brentuximab is a very expensive drug, so in doing this, it's potentially raising the cost of treating a patient with Hodgkin lymphoma, and many people would say there are a lot of patients who don't need to change from ABVD because it's doing just fine. So that's one potential criticism of the study. The other is that, you know, if we were able to use either these biomarkers or clinical features to choose high-risk patients, you'd be able to answer this question with many fewer patients than are being enrolled in this trial. All that having been said, I think that, you know, it is the key question. The United States cooperative groups have struggled with trying to put together a clinical trial. Andy played a big role in trying to do that, I know. And the bottom line was, I think the reason why the cooperative group struggled so much is that the key question is this one. And I think there is a coalescence, at least in the United States, that this is an important trial to enroll patients on and try to answer this question.
Andy, any thoughts?
No, Jonathan's exactly right. I think that study probably needs to be done and completed before we can take other steps. We probably planned in subgroups for over a year trying to come up with a similar design, building off the SWOG 0816 trial, which was early PET, if you're a PET positive after 2 cycles of ABVD, to change to escalated BIACOP, which Ali Press recently presented at Lugano, showing pretty good results, fairly high. The expected progression-free survival, if you look at the Gallimini-Hutchings data, would be a 15% progression-free survival for a positive PET. We're able to get upwards of 65% from changing to BIACOP. So we were looking, could we change to a PET-based approach? And it just, at the end of the day, it was too hard to compete with this global study. So we're sitting on the sidelines to let that finish.
Interesting.